as far as I'm concerned.
All right, so it says, hey, AFAIC. Hey.
What's up?
Happy 2024. I did the typical New Year's tradition of making a few resolutions while under heavy influence of multiple substances.
Fucked up already.
That's a bad start.
So one of the things I said, I was going to work hard on treating people the way they treat me and start treating myself better than before in all aspects. Just like every other person, I've been through some things in my life, but one of the hardest things to correct, I find, is that I leave the door open for people who clearly do not extend the same courtesy for me. Fuck, I get along with most everyone, no matter what their differences may be from mine, for the most part. People I continue to try to stay in touch with, even though they clearly have pushed me to the side, but I don't like leaving things unresolved, including friendships. The idea is that I'm going to stop trying, even though I don't really have any hard feelings against any of these people. Then it says, part of me just wants to know why it is that the ones that were supposed to be friends found it so easy to cut me off. And not because people call you Sub-Zero.
Oh, shit.
It says, now I know the general answer is that they never were friends if they could do that, but I'm hard-headed and an overthinker, LOL. What's your take? And then it says, also, what, I guess, New Year's resolutions did you make for 2024? And it says, I appreciate you reading this question. And sometimes hearing the truth from someone that's only judging me for my question and for nothing else. And it says, thanks, Kimberly. Anybody?
Kimberly, you gotta go back up. That was a lot.
It was a lot.
Kimberly, you just gotta live your
life,
bro.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
You just gotta live your life,
y'all. If they don't have time for you, don't make time for them. Fuck them if they don't think about you.
Especially if they leave you hanging on text message for 2-3 hours. we ain't on that no more. My bad.
That's great. Call you needy.
No, honest to God, like, from last year to this year, I done cut so many people out because they ain't thought about me. I don't chase nobody no more.
I ain't gonna lie, that shit feel good, though.
Yeah,
you'd be surprised. You shouldn't chase nobody. You'd be surprised at how many people are more open to the idea of having negative thoughts about you than positive thoughts.
Damn.
Actually, I wouldn't be surprised. Right there.
No, I'm not surprised at all.
People look for shit negative to have to say about you. Think
but
about
what type of bitch-ass people is these? Cause that's crazy.
That's just regular people. Like, that's how they are.
Let me say this. What was her name?
Kimberly.
Like the
Kimberly,
pink power.
I'm guilty of this. I'm really guilty of this.
Of what?
Of leaving the door open for people that, for whatever reason, stop talking to me. I'm guilty of shit of this.
But you can't. Like, you can't be wrong for having, like, hope for
people. People have lives, too, though. I mean, you know.
Well.
You can't.
This is a context thing. Again,
yeah, it is.
Because this ain't a disappear for 2-3 hours type thing.
Right.
This is a, like, we was tight months. For a long time, and then you just stopped talking to me with no explanation.
Yeah, I've noticed, well, one thing I've realized as we get older, you know, 47 now. It's like everybody is like, you know, that everybody has lives, you know. We're not 20, 25 no more. We can't just hang out. and do things like we used to do them. And, you know, people got families, people got careers. But at the same time, you got to take care of you first, you know what I'm saying? And that's seem like what she needs to do. She needs to look at herself first, take care of herself first. And if them people want to be her friend or they want to be around, then they'll come around. If they don't, fuck them.
And that's what I'm saying. That's why I say I'm guilty of it.
Yeah.
We got a couple people in common this way.
We got a couple
I'm guilty
people.
Of, even though you don't really fuck with me no more for whatever reason, because I don't know the reason, I still leave that door open for you to hit me up and be like, hey. And more than likely, I'm not even going to mention the fact that I ain't heard from your monkey ass. Now, having said that, I might be thinking in my head, what the fuck you want? Why you hit me all
yeah,
this?
That too.
But I am guilty of leaving that area open. So I'm real guilty of that.
See,
I think I am too, though, because I do leave the door open for like, but with me, it's not like somebody that I'm like, oh, why the fuck they not talking to me, or why they don't like me, or they not fucking with me. For me, it's like, oh, this is my friend. They got life happening, so I'm not going to hear from them, because I'm good to go ghost on anybody. So I don't got to talk to people for a long ass fucking time. But as soon as we link back together, then we locked in right back where we was before we fell off.
And see, I'll give it a couple chances. Like, I'll try to hit you, like, how you doing or something. But then once I get past the point where I'm not even going to do that no more, then from there, I'll still leave the door open, but it's all on you now. Yeah. Because I done hit you multiple times. And you know.
But I feel like that's reasonable, though. Yeah, like, I think it is. Like, too. I tried to reach out to you to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then, like, all
let's
right.
Let's do this, let's do that.
You didn't reciprocate the energy, so my nigga, whatever energy that's you bring that's me, the word I'll right reciprocate there. Whatever energy
got,
you bring
that's
me.
That's it right there.
But as far as me trying to get it from you, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, that's the thing right there. If it's not reciprocated.
I haven't spoke to in years. But if they hit me up, like, it's no ill feelings. Like, we just going to catch up real quick, and then we're going to go back to the way that it was. We're not
but
speaking no more.
It's the same way how me and my guys is. You know how I hit Vic when I hit Vic, and he hit me when he hit me. And it's like, nigga, it's like we never missed a... Hey, yo, it's correct. But, like it's like we never missed no...
Miss a beat. Yeah.
Beat, yeah. Like, bro, how you been? Catch me up. We get caught up. Whatever. You got your whole life. You living wherever you living, doing whatever you doing. I'm proud of you. You doing good.
Yeah.
Shit, it is what it
is. Yeah, it's tricky because those situations.
I don't talk to a nigga for 2-3 years. But then when one of us decide to hit each other just to check on each other.
That's what it is.
But it was a type of nigga that I was with every day for years. You know what I'm saying?
You grew
up. But
I mean,
like,
you
niggas
got, you,
grew up and we
got liars and stuff.
Yeah, you get your bag.
I guess she probably talking more about people that are more malicious towards her or something like that. People that maybe be trying to use
most of those people.
Use you and stuff like
them.
That. That's a
like
difference.
Like I said,
and I'm you, but I'm like,
fuck them.
I'm used to. I'm the type of person that people call me when they need me to do something.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
your fucking car done broke down. You need some help, or your computer fucked up, or whatever the case may be. Your whatever is fucked up. You know I can help you with it. So. I done got kind of used to, like, I don't mind helping you with, like, a thing. Don't call me and ask for money.
I got a price list for this work.
You feel me? Like, it's certain family members that when they name come across my phone, I don't answer it.
So here's something else I'm guilty about. This might be a little bit petty. It's not petty. It's just, okay, so you know how you definitely got people, or I do at least. I'll go with me. So I got people that I know. The only time I'm going to hear from them is when they want something.
Mm-hmm.
Might be something big, might be something small.
But it's something.
But even the ones that I'm not that sure that's what's going on, I didn't got to the point now where I'm going to let you get that thing that you contacted me for. But the only reason I'm doing it is to verify what I was already thinking to myself. Because I'll argue with myself whether I think that's what's going on.
I'm not taking the call.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm guilty like it.
I'm not taking the call.
I'll give you an example. Like,
I take the call just
I'm not
for me
taking
to know
the,
that I was
I'm
right.
I'm not taking
just
the
call. They're
going to call her because
right.
They know I'm not answering the phone.
And then after that, I'm going to be like, no.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like I have a feeling that, you know, this call, this text message is going to be because this person wants something.
And you don't give a fuck about where I'm at right now.
Right. And then the other part of me is like, or maybe they just reaching out. So to me, I got to prove it to myself which one it is.
Because you know it's not the latter.
Exactly.
You know it's not. Niggas not about to hit you up and be like, how you doing?
I'll let it happen.
What can I do for you?
What can I do for you?
That should be how I answer. But I'll let it happen. Whatever it is, I'll let it go ahead and happen. Just to prove to myself, this is definitely why I'm hearing from this person, because they want something. Now, after that, we done. I don't give a fuck what's wrong with you. I ain't helping. But it's only because I absolutely proved it to myself that that's why I'm hearing from you. I'm guilty of doing that shit too. So much like Peter Griffin said, or Spider-Man, Family Guy, everybody gets one. You get that one time to get over on me, and then after that, now I know what you're about. So now I'm still cool with you. Nah, but I'm treating you different.
After about 20, I figure it out.
You got that long.
After you took advantage of me about 20 times, I figure it out. That's what I'm saying, though.
Because some people will get away with it multiple times, and then I got to make myself know that that's what's going on. I don't always get it on the first time. So I done got, so now, all right, let me prove this to myself if this is what's going on. Then once I verify it, like I said, we still cool, but now I'm treating you.
And then be like, survey says you ain't shit.
Yeah, pretty much.
You ain't shit. Mark, how you feel about that shit?
I guess, too, I'm kind of one of them people that kind of disappears, too. Like, I don't call nobody.
Mark ain't shit like me.
I agree with that shit.
I don't, I mean, like.
Because we not shit.
No, but if you need.
Is it the light skin? Y'all got to stick together.
I'm not shit. I know I'm not shit. Let me ask you something, though.
How many times have you called me or asked me to do something and I didn't do it? I'm always there if you need me.
Exactly.
I might not call.
But that's because that's your dog. Like, it's a difference between, like.
I'm everybody, though.
All right. It's a difference between, like.
I'm the single guy. Everybody calls me.
But, see,
he always available.
I understand what you're saying.
He's trying to say you ain't got no business.
I understand what you're saying, but I feel like it depends on who it is.
Yeah.
Because I won't throw no names out there, but if certain people that both of us know called you and asked you to help them do something, you ain't going to be like, all right, I'll be there. What the fuck you calling me for? I ain't heard from you in God knows how long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think it varies from who
it's
the person is.
Yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this podcast. This shit is called context. Because all this shit is about context. What context are you taking in this information then? Because that makes a difference. If my context is jaded already, then nigga, it don't matter what the fuck you say to me, I'm probably not fucking with it.
Yeah.
Period.
True.
But if my context with you is we got a good rapport and I fuck with you and you ain't ever did me dirty or whatever the case is, then yeah, I'm probably more prone to look out for you and whatever you need. Even like to the first question about like, oh, if I'm the one that got fucking promoted. Like, if I fuck with you and I know that you fuck with me, I'll look out for you. But these little fuck-ass niggas that been treating me like shit, oh, I'm about to make your life hell.
Right.
You feel me? Because fuck out of it. Because at the end of the day, it's about self-preservation. We're going to make sure that we good at all times.
Right.
That's the job.
All right. So
this nigga scrolling.
I don't feel bad for being that way then. Cause
nah, you shouldn't. I wouldn't fuck with you if you was a bad person.
I'm a good guy. I'm a puppy dog.
You're a teddy bear.
I'm
a teddy bear.
You're a girl.
I'm a guy.
All right.
I'm a male.
First of all, go with that. Context. Listen, my wife is a woman.
He, him.
A female. She a female, not a woman. She a female. Cisgendered
male with feet.
Cisgendered female.
Female.
A female is crazy. I was about to go real dark.
That's something else I understand. This is completely off subject, but I understand people.
We've been doing that all night.
I don't get it. I ain't hating on nobody for what they like. I don't get it.
What?
People with feet fetishes. I don't get it.
Shit is weird. Because feet is fucking weird.
Yes.
Mark, you like feet. Tell the truth. Nah, right now. Right now. On the microphone. Right now. Context.
I ain't all like, ooh. But
he said, I ain't all like, ooh.
But, you know. I don't want
you
your feet.
You not scared of them?
I'll give you a foot massage or something like that, but it ain't something that I'm gonna be like licking your toes.
I don't mind that. I ain't about to. Yeah, I ain't licking your toes in no shit like
that. Hold up,
y'all, I ain't licking your toes in no shit like that.
Because I don't understand how this toe bone is connected to the vagina bone, bitch. What you talking about?
This is like a previous podcast when we was talking about midgets. I'm not doing this. Right now. I'm not doing this.
I'm attacking Mark directly on this.
How you attacking me? You ain't gonna be a foot fetish.
Stay tuned, nigga. You about to find out.
All right. Bring it on.
Jesus. Welcome to the context.
I have a real problem with people's feet. I don't want your feet on me. I don't want them near me. I'm good. Now, I said the same thing he just said. Well, I said, I give you a foot massage, but you guys have some goddamn socks on. This motherfucker laughed at me like I said something wrong. I don't know your naked ass feet, man.
He laughing because he agree with you.
Now, no, I know.
Going back to me being married for 18 years.
Are you raw dogging the feet?
It's different. It's
no bullshit. No, it's not.
It's not.
You can ask her, would I touch her feet without socks? So, fuck no, I won't.
Did you just say I raw dog
this? Guess who raw dogging the feet massage?
Guess who can't put their raw feet on me? No, massage, bro, yeah. No, no.
You be raw dogging the foot massage.
Well, I can wash my hands.
Yeah, your sister is exactly like you. She don't fuck with nobody. Keep your feet the fuck
I don't
away
give
from her.
If you my wife. If you my kids,
yeah, I ain't big
do
on
not
feet,
put your raw feet
I
on
will
me.
Punch, I will punch a child if they put their feet on me.
Punch a motherfucker in the
punch
throat.
Punch a kid.
Give him the skibbity bat.
The skibbity bat.
I don't think y'all was hugged as kids, bro.
I was. Like
we was hugged with hands, not feet.
Don't play that shit, Mark. Your mama ain't never say your feet belong on the ground.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Keep the motherfuckers down there. Definitely. Don't put them on.
Yeah, I'm not big on feet, but yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so
feet
my,
is weird.
Foot, so if my shorty's feet hurt, nah, I'll rub her feet.
Yeah, with some socks on.
Man, I don't give
like a
head.
Goddamn
adult. Nah, because she made me put, like, I put lotion on her
and
feet.
Like,
I got to get in
outside
between the
barefooted
toes.
With your feet all dirty and shit like that. Yeah, nah, I ain't touching your feet. You fresh out the shower.
You should have been in your shoes all day in some socks, sweating and carrying up.
He'll put lotion on my feet.
Put your moist ass foot up on me.
Look, he'll put lotion on my feet after I get out the shower.
That's a brave
That's
man
fine.
Yeah,
day.
Yeah, because feet stink.
But other than that, like, if he tried to, like, massage my feet without socks or anything on, I'd be looking at him like, nigga, you nasty.
You nasty.
All right, so...
I'll let him do it because that shit do be feeling good. But, like, you, nigga, you
Ruben.
Nasty as fuck.
Ruben, you nasty.
At least put a blanket over him or some socks. Then we cool. But beyond that, don't do it because, nope. Anyway, here go another one. I will not drink after anyone.
That's respectable.
I don't do that either.
So the problem was... When I was married, I wouldn't drink out to her either.
That's a little extreme.
I know. That's why I said this might not be the most popular thing, but I'm just like, and I know what you're thinking.
But I won't put my mouth
I know on. What you're thinking. I'll do this one way up here somewhere, but I will not put my mouth on.
I won't even do that.
What your
no
mouth
more.
Been on, even though we've been married all this time. Some things that have, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. My kids, same way. I will not drink after them.
And I'll drink after her.
Motherfuckers know it too. Because I have a soda or something, and one of them be like, can I have some of your soda? It's yours now, dog.
That's messed up.
I don't know where they learned that bullshit from.
I'll kick the fuck out of my kid. Apparently, that's why guy only gave me one. Because, nigga, I kicked the shit out of you. Nigga, don't
touch
my shit.
I must be getting paid back from some shit.
Because what the fuck is you talking about? Now, I drink after her, but, like, nobody else. Like, I don't want.
I can't do it.
I caught mono in ninth grade. That shit was the worst shit I ever had. And I wasn't kissing no girls. Nigga, I drank after somebody
and
drank
see, that's the
and caught
thing.
That shit.
Like, I ain't
that's
never
the sickest
no,
I ever
no
been.
No kind of sickness Damn. Or disease from it or nothing. I just can't do it.
Nah, bro.
It sounds disgusting.
It does.
A saliva disease
Which
is
weird
crazy.
If it's somebody that you intimate with.
Yeah.
I
that's
know
very
it's weird.
Weird.
I know it's weird.
Yeah, it's very
I know
weird.
It's weird.
But if you give
but
me
I
a
don't,
disease
I don't even
and we intimate, we're going
to
be sick together.
Even if I drink out to him, I
it's
will
It's different to catch
it.
That shit from a random person.
But that shit will still make me feel sick if I drink after
him. Now.
Yeah, I don't like drinking at the
both
people.
Things.
That's why we both have our own shot glasses. Like,
but like, if she got a wine got and own. I'm not drinking wine that night, I'll take a sip out of her glass to taste the wine.
I can't do it.
But like,
but he drank out of the opposite side that
yeah,
I drank out
I'm
going to
just
of.
Grab it from you.
That, that's the best I can do, and that's desperation. I'm sorry, I got to be dying.
That's reasonable, though.
Both things
I don't
I
think
just
it's
mentioned.
I don't think out of in context is not crazy.
Both things I just mentioned. No, all three. Yeah, both foot. Things. No, the feet God. Thing and the drinking after people thing. My kids are aware of both of these things.
Now you don't give a fuck about you.
Hell no,
they
do
take
this shit
advantage
on purpose.
Of it.
Reagan, my middle for nobody that don't know, will lay on the couch with her feet towards me and just watch me like, I'm about to get this motherfucker right. And the next thing I know, bam! Dad, look at my foot.
I'll break that shit off.
I'll break it off, but I ain't trying to touch it. This
do it at the ankle.
That's where you reach over this side and just push her off the couch.
Yeah, nah, I hit her stop with a pillow, though. Crunch up all your motherfucking toes. I don't get it, though. I understand the drinking thing is a little bit weird. I understand that, but...
Just be happy that you're a girl dad.
No, I hate feet.
Because boy dad is different.
Boy dad is different when you don't have boys.
Yeah, boy dad is different when you got a boy and he's bigger than you now. I tell a nigga, I said, yo, we going to the backyard and I'll whoop your ass. You fucked up.
You had to have that conversation with her.
That's what my son, no. He's like, whoop your ass, nigga. His chest poked out too much. You got some more years before you can fuck with me, sir. So let's get it straight.
So here's the things with my girls. They don't give a fuck if I'm bigger than
them. Because they might whoop all of our ass in real life. Your daughters is scary. It's different.
I don't know where they get that shit from. These little evil puppets.
Them anyway, little evil niggas are scary.
So let's get, we got one more.
We're not just gonna skate past that. You don't know why they scared like that.
Nah, I don't know where they get that shit from damn. With their attitude. I don't know where that shit come from.
Dun, she dun, had dun. Dun. Tell the truth, I met your mama before, bro.
I'm a teddy bear. I'm a nice guy. Like Mark always said, I'm a loving guy to fight.
Until you cuss her.
Yeah.
So is Reed. Until you cuss her. Nigga, that's a boy, your mama a whole nother animal.
Okay, that's not what we talking about.
It's called generations. What is it, anyway. 23 and me?
If you don't want to own it, it's 17 and me. You can say they get it from me.
Because y'all two niggas is the same, and that shit is ridiculous.
And y'all just proved that shit tonight.
Yeah. Wait till y'all listen to this shit.
All right, Mark.
Y'all niggas is y'all one and the same. Y'all fucking Rosses.
You talking about Virgos? Yeah. Virgos. Brother and sisters, motherfucker. That's what that
Virgo,
is.
Virgo, dark skin, brother, sister. Same thing.
Why you got
and both of y'all look like Rian.
Because the light skinned motherfuckers is the ones that ain't agreeing with us right now.
Obviously.
I'm not light skinned.
Don't do it, bro. Don't do it.
Caramel macchiato.
Yo.
Stop saying that shit.
I'm caramel, first of all.
You
caramel.
Is the same color as the label on that water bottle.
That's crazy.
Did you say I'm clear color? Doesn't matter.
Yo, you know, off of Space Jam, when he was like, Larry's not white, Larry's clear.
You're lighter than Corona this. Color. Bullshit. You're lighter than that.
Bullshit.
First of all, give me that. Cause I want to drink.
Hey, look. Since we
look
doing,
at his forehead, though.
Since we
caramel,
light it.
Look, since we doing comparison, put your hand on that pole right there. Watch your shit disappear like
I ain't
chameleon.
Going out with there, man. My arms won't reach over there. Got short arms.
Bullshit. Long ass arms. You can reach this shit.
You can probably reach around and then tickle the couch.
I hate these son bitches sometimes.
I tickle the couch.
I hate these son bitches sometimes, man.
That's it. Mark, can you get that for me?
You
bitch, you know I can get that for you.
Oh, my God. Do it for real.
No.
<She's> a... He the same color at this point.
No, man. I'm darker than that, bro. Look at that shit.
No. We ain't.
Nigga, you redder than that.
You gonna put your hand on there?
As Mark Copperfield.
He's the player.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra, nigga.
Caramel macchiato. Yeah. That French shit.
He got a drink named
I'm Dolce de Leche.
See?
I think that's why you say it. I guess I'm not that Puerto Rican.
I guess that made me dark roast over this motherfucker then.
You a decaf coffee. Americana.
Hell no, I ain't no goddamn decaf.
Man, you just regular old coffee, espresso. Nigga.
I be coffee.
Donnell come in the little cup. Yeah. That little cup we get at my fucking Luigi's, that little espresso I get. What the fuck am I going to do with this? And I'd be like, oh, shit.
It worked, though.
That's all you need.
Right. I need some caffeine in my life. I should probably not quit that.
There's
some
soda
work.
In there, man. You might want.
What kind of soda you got?
I think it's a Coke.
This nigga feeling like, what kind of soda you get?
Man, we don't fuck with Coke either, bro. Free Palestine.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah. That's why I don't fuck with Starbucks number.
Should you be drinking that beer?
Is they Jewish?
Hmm?
Starbucks is Jewish?
Nah, they support it, though.
That's gay. We live in America. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Unless you got heritage over there, shut up.
Thing. I already told you that, though.
It is. It you is. Because you're
nothing.
Yeah, you. It's a rabbit hole if you.
It's
if you
just not our business.
Yeah, I mean, but.
But most right of the wars we've been in ain't been our business.
We can't stay out of nobody's business. We know this as fuck.
Because we big dogs. Nigga, we back to back World War champions. Like, I understand it. Like, but also, we don't have to be. Like, calm down. Guys, let's just focus on Bitcoin. Can we get Bitcoin back up to where it was so I can make my money back? The fuck are we
thinking about? 2 seconds away from being bombed our damn selves. We need to stay out of people's business.
And then Donnell, I'm coming to your house because we got work to do. I'm gonna bring my guns to your house. We're gonna survive.
I know exactly who to call.
Cool. Oh, yeah. So I can know to call them too.
We got a home.
I got a speed dial. We gonna be good.
When we done recording, I need that number.
Because
we going straight there.
We gonna be.
I got one question. Is it a white person or do they have?
I don't give a fuck what color it is. Are we gonna make it or no?
I mean, with every good thing, there's always a bad. It's another light skinned motherfucker. But still,
I take a light skinned motherfucker. We gonna agree.
Because guess who getting sent out first? Go get him, dog. He lighted them both of y'all, so.
It was a Steph Curry, the fuck?
God, dog. Damn.
Steph Curry is translucent. That shit is crazy.
He went way beyond.
Even his hairline is light-skinned, and that's crazy.
You know something funny, man? I was at work. I probably shouldn't have said his name, but tall dude we work with.
Yeah.
And I had posted that picture of me as a kid. Probably about a week or two ago.
Right.
And he looked at me and was like, you blonde? You was blonde hair? Like, I was like, God, no, bro, yeah.
Red. I can see Mark with the Justin Timberlake waves.
I had the blonde hair, though.
All right, so.
This one's shorter.
I'm going to go use bathroom real quick. Y'all can go ahead and read this question and start on it. I'll come back in.
Room.
That's crazy.
The Justin Timberlake wave. That's what the fuck I was talking
about.
That's crazy. Blonde hair.
All right, who gonna read this next question?
I'll try to read it.
Reese is gone.
What up, Reese? This is DK, not Metcalf, from Lynchburg. Yo, I just got a real quick question. In one of your episodes, I heard you mention something about being newly single and getting back into dating and dating apps and all that. I don't know if that's still the case, but I want to see what your take was on online dating and the culture of it all. My experience has been blah at best and wanted to know what kind of experience you had with the whole thing. Thanks, bro. DK, not Metcalf.
I guess I can answer that being the professional single dude.
You be on the dating apps and shit like that?
I have.
How'd that go?
Hit and miss, it ain't bad, but you know, yeah, it ain't.
It seems horrible.
It can be.
I was single, I didn't use dating apps.
It can be horrible, but at the same time, you know, you just gotta know who to mess with and who not to mess with. It's simple, but you know, it's like social media, basically. It's like being on Facebook, basically.
See, I always kind of wondered that, like, what is the like, because you know how, like, every social media app that you use is different.
Yeah.
So, like, these apps got to have, like, an inner working of, like, how the algorithm work or whatever.
Yeah,
I always kind of wonder, like, how does that shit work? Because, like, dating is different. It's a little more serious than just fucking around reading with people's thoughts.
Yeah, and I guess with the dating sites, most of them are the ones that I've been on. Like, you got to match with somebody to be able to chat with them. So.
Okay.
So it's like a mutual thing. So it's like, you know, you can't just shoot messages to people and stuff like that.
Because that's just fucking Facebook.
Right. But as far as I'm concerned, it's hit or miss, you know what I'm saying?
So
I've never dated anybody off of any app.
Yeah,
last
time we were single, that shit wasn't out.
That's still relatively new. But it's, like I said, it's hit or miss. It's not really... I don't have a whole lot of bad to say about it. I mean, some people have horror stories and stuff like that, but I ain't got
But I feel
no
like that's
stuff.
With anything at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Anything I mean,
you fucking
and where else are you meeting people now? Nobody goes to the club no more. Like, I'm too old to be in the club. Like,
all right, Reese, so you've been on the dating apps?
Yeah, unfortunately.
What's your experience?
his sons.
This is a dude that don't like people to get mad when people don't respond to him in 3 seconds.
my problem with
your Tinder profile gotta be trash.
It probably is.
He's just swiping right on it.
My experience with dating apps is not people not responding. That ain't even it.
Yeah, it's hit or miss with last time.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
It get deep. All right, go.
Let me pull my chair.
Go ahead and pull your chair up, bro.
So, Mr. Rogers' neighbor, he about to put a sweater on.
Will you be my neighbor? Like, well, well, well. All
right. My first problem with dating apps.
Sorry.
What the hell was that?
That was a little choo-choo train what coming in fuck? Mr. Rogers' living room.
God,
I don't know. Like, it's not even serious problems. I just got a lot of problems with females and what they put in their profiles. Like,
I can agree with that. So I got a couple of those myself.
First of all, it should be illegal. It should be illegal for you to say, I want a man that's financially stable. We all know what that means, first of all. Let me just say that.
You don't want to work no more.
Those yet. Lines I can read between. I want a man that's physically fit and active, blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. But then I see your picture.
Ooh.
And you're none of those things.
None of it.
She wants everything one, that she can't be.
Right.
The one that gets
you
me.
You got reach in your bracket, shorty.
The one that gets me and grinds my gears is that you be reading the profile and it's like, don't send me no messages talking about how you doing. Do something more specific or something. You know,
right.
They want you to write a damn paragraph to right outside. Like, bitch, I don't know
like
you from Canada.
Like, a fucking application. Yeah.
Like, if I see you in the store, I'm going to say, hey, how you doing? Or hello. That's how we're going to start the conversation. Like, if you want to have a conversation with me after I say hello, we continue.
For real, like, what's your response to how you doing? Because that means a lot to a man. Like, how you going to respond to
but
this
shit,
question?
That means a lot to anybody.
Yeah.
I think that means a lot to anybody, no matter who you saying this to. How you doing?
Because then, like, you going to just say how you doing? Or you going to ask me how I'm doing, bitch? That means a lot. You feel
right.
me? Like,
but you want me to write a paragraph for you to read the paragraph and not respond? Fuck you.
Go to the biggest parking garage you know and jump off that bitch. Yeah. Stop playing.
That shit like that do kind of get
but I think that, crazy. I think that people these days kind of set themselves up for failure because
all these expectations.
Yeah, you got your expectations is too high, baby girl. Like you too.
It's not even that they too
like,
high.
What are you talking about?
They,
yeah. Right
now? It's not that they too high. They not even realistic. It's like
yeah, it's not realistic at all.
It's
you,
like
you're 40 years old with 3 kids, and you want me to write a paragraph and for you to respond to me? Fuck you,
said, shorty. How are you at this point with all them like, kids? Can yeah, you breathe? Yeah.
I know what I bring to the table, bitch. I don't care if you can twerk or not. I really don't. I really don't.
You know how
that ain't
cook,
doing that.
That should be one of the things on there.
The
like
ones that
the
don't
dating
know how
profile,
to cook,
like it shouldn't let you make your own profile. It should be like a list of questions and you gotta answer
the
them.
The ones
questions.
That don't know how to cook is the same ones that came up with that list where they don't want to go on the first date.
You also can't pay. What you
right.
talking about?
Right. Oh, bro, don't get me started.
That's another thing too.
Don't get me started on the equality thing and paying and shit.
That's another thing too. Like you see those TikToks and stuff like that where the girls pull out the phone and the dude is paying for his meal but won't pay for her meal or whatever. It's like, why did you go on a date that you can't pay for? Like, that blows my
and
mind.
And expect somebody else to pay for yeah. some shit that you can't even afford. That's yeah. wild.
And then look at it like you entitled to it.
Expect them to take you somewhere that you won't take yourself because you can't. Mm.
Yeah, and then you want me to take you to this
Nah, market? Talk about it. Fuck out of here. That's what the podcast is
hey,
for.
Hold on. Check this out.
Uh-oh.
Ficky.
Here goes something else that bothered me.
It's time for a side.
It happens on dating profiles, but it literally happened to me. So let me ask y'all something. Y'all answer this honestly. I don't know you. You don't know me. We trying to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Ask some questions.
Talk. Oh, yeah. I got it with you.
All right. So I was talking to this person. I'm asking questions about this person, trying to find out about this person. Somehow or another, I said something, and she said, I prefer conversations to be organic, but it just seems like you're asking me random questions.
Ain't that what the fuck organic is?
Yeah.
So,
does she not know what organic is?
Apparently not.
I would have blocked.
Because, don't worry.
You're so random.
But I'm like, and I told Mark this, I'm like, I've never had a conversation with anybody, especially somebody I didn't know, and nobody asked any questions. Because I'm pretty sure that's not how conversations work.
Unless you're just sitting there talking about yourself the whole fucking time and not thinking about nobody else. Like,
right. And only I'm allowed to do that.
I don't know if you want to know this, but I like feet.
You gotta think of it.
I love midgets.
You got to think of it in the context that you're trying to get to know this person. Like, I don't get it. So where that comes in with the dating profiles is the ones that say, please don't contact me if you can't carry on the conversation. But then I find the one that don't know what it means to have a conversation. So when I'm asking her questions about her.
You remember back in the day we used to call that's an uppity bitch.
Yeah.
That bitch uppity.
I ain't heard uppity in a while. Like,
I ain't heard
because that's an uppity bitch. I don't fuck with uppity.
That's a dumb
thing you is.
I wanted to
like,
make sure.
What you want me to do? Take you out and not talk to you?
Like,
you want me to light you on fire so you can get hot, bitch? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And that's just weird as fuck.
But I did what I do best.
Ain't nothing cut that bitch off.
I had to. Because it's like, either as you should, dumb though. As fuck or you delusional as fuck. One of the two. It's one of them and I ain't fucking with neither one. Because she said
especially
that shit.
But delusional is fashionable nowadays.
The stupid shit about the fact that y'all, like, if y'all on dating sites and y'all have to deal with shit like this, like.
Oh, it's constant.
It's people that's in the same city as you, on the same dating site as you, that act like they better than you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's retarded.
Are you not
bitch,
good
you're
enough
living in the same city that I'm living in. I'm probably doing better than you, but you want me to be a different type of person than you.
People like
we live next door, bitch.
I've come to find out,
that's dumb as
and
hell.
And I'm just speaking for me, is that females now seem like
females.
They want people to chase them. I'm just not.
He said that shit with his whole chest, didn't he?
Because I'm not going to stop calling you this shit.
My shit cracked.
I don't give a fuck if you
But that shit is stupid as fuck to me. Like, don't act like you better than somebody that you trying to fucking date or talk to.
And then on top of that, that's somebody that you match with. So you thought I was attractive.
And that's even more parameters than not be a dumbass.
Like,
and don't come asking for shit that you ain't never had before. And now you expect me to get to... No.
Yeah, that's another one.
And
too.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand. Like, if you was out in the world and you meeting people organically, since that's how you want your conversations to go, like, I understand being like, okay, I want a person to match my parameters. Shorty, at this point, you trying to take a shortcut to meet these niggas. And then you giving them fucking...
Well, back at that
organically
concept,
would be meeting them, like, back in the day. Like, meet them in person.
I keep seeing you buying broccoli at this Food Lion. Shorty,
what
up?
I don't know what your obsession is with broccoli right now, but you keep bringing it up.
I know. I made me want some. For real.
On the lines of organic,
I think we got a bag of broccoli at the house.
I like that shit raw with ranch.
On the lines of organically,
that's the best way to eat broccoli or cauliflower
without asking questions. It's not possible.
Yeah, you can't meet somebody
because
and
even
learn
if
somebody.
You randomly come across somebody, like if I was to randomly meet Mark, like I would say something. But the only way that we're going to have a conversation is for us to ask a question.
Yeah. Figure out
eventually.
If you're trying to date to figure out if you're compatible, you have to
Donnell,
ask.
Yes. Donnell, I think I Reese, excuse me for your podcast, Reese. Ooh. Listen.
Listen. Darnell.
Nigga always trying to start.
That's a light skin shit. Listen. I think that in order for you to get the results that you want, from now on, just start every conversation with a girl on that app with abortion. Just be like, how you feel about abortion, bitch?
That's another one on them sites too. You'll see
and
too.
And then you'll be able to tell everything that you need to know from what she say about that.
I don't.
That's another thing too. People be on there be like, if you're a Trump supporter, swipe left. or they have their mega hats on and shit like that. It's like, bitch, I don't want to know your. I mean, that's important to know somebody's political views.
Learn that down the line.
Yeah, that's important
not
a, to know.
That's not up front.
But that's not an up front thing.
Because it really
it
don't mean that much.
It should be it, something yeah. that you talk about up front, because that's how fucking relationships end. Like, I want to vote for the black
people. Yeah, but do you
love
me?
I'm voting for Donald Trump.
Bro,
I all right, I'm going for my nigga Donnie T. I like Donnie.
You like Donnie?
I like Donnie. I like Donnie.
Here's my thing. I can't rock with
him. He better than the skeleton.
With that particular thing.
I don't know.
But I'm not a political person, so.
With the voting thing, my thing.
I'm probably going to vote for The Rock, if I'm being honest.
We not going to get anybody, along man. Good if we don't have some differences. Like
I didn't
not,
vote last time.
You can't
time.
Be
I'm
the exact
lie.
Same as yeah. me because it ain't going to work.
Yeah, it's like you're going to agree.
Gonna
agree. Gonna
I done gave up on all of this
say,
but are you attracted to me or are you attracted to my political views?
Right. So,
all right.
I mean, your political views, it means something.
It's
and
important.
It's important, but are you...
I'm not
are you in love with me? Or are you in love with who I like? You know what I'm saying?
Like they say, opposites attract, but that shit even goes to a certain extent.
So
too.
Let me give you another one. Let me give you another one that's just as fucking crazy to me.
Dun dun dun.
The ones that say if you've been vaccinated, then just swipe
yeah.
left on me.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Die immediately.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Well, you're going to anyway. So some shit come around that vaccination could have stopped. But I'm like, why are you basing?
Who you going to be in a relationship
on
yeah.
what they
if
did with their health.
If you vaccinated, it doesn't matter what they did. What
yeah,
they did.
Exactly.
If it works.
Even if it didn't work, why the fuck does it matter? Like, it does not matter. It's not going to make a difference either way.
Neither me
we
or
can all still go
vaccinated.
To work now,
and,
so who cares?
And furthermore, I can just lie to you, motherfucking ass. I'm like, nope, show didn't.
No.
Or yeah,
it's like a motherfucker
did.
Lying about them.
Ask me,
fucking
ask me
like,
right now
I
if I
lie.
Ask me right now
I
if I got.
Fired up
ask
right
me,
now.
Ask me right
did
now.
You, did you get vaccinated?
Sure.
Exactly.
That nigga lying like a motherfucker.
But I don't to me.
Shit,
I
got
understand.
The first one and I'm starting to wish I didn't. For real, to be honest with y'all,
I ain't like, getting none of them shits. We didn't get.
I
none
got
of them
the first
shits.
One. I'm like,
I didn't get none of them.
Didn't make a difference, so I'm good.
Well, you remember I got the first one and a couple days later I was definitely sick.
It was all just. They tried, I really think, to get in my conspiracy bucket, I really think that they was trying to create, like, a social class system, the way that they have, like, in other parts of the world, where there's a class system. It, they did for maybe, like, 3 months. But then, at the end of the day, all of y'all bitch-ass, like, not to say bitch-ass niggas, but, like, everybody that got vaxxed and everybody that didn't get vaxxed, they was the same type of people.
And still got the damn virus the same way. So.
Yeah, and everybody still got sick. Everybody still went to work.
But and some of the people that got the vaccinations got more sicker than the people that
yeah. That shit killed my pop, if I'm being honest.
That man right there.
I ain't never had fucking corona.
But it's...
Never.
That shit put me in the hospital almost took me
out.
It's
all about division, bro.
I ain't
that's
never
what
had
it created.
That vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm
as
good.
Soon as that happened, yeah. you created two sides. Either you did or you didn't. And you had them people going head to head for no reason. Because it don't, like, it's not going to make a difference. You're not going to catch my vaccination if I got it. Like,
right.
You're not going to get vaccinated because I got it. Like, if I touch you, you're not going to have it all of a
hey,
sudden.
Yo, look, this is the last conversation I had with my pops. What that's just a, it's his little vaccine card that he just said.
Yeah.
It's the last conversation I had with my dad. My dad died immediately after he got
man.
That shit.
Sorry to hear that, man.
So, but my point is saying is that, like, I don't believe that, like, that vaccine killed my dad.
Right.
But also, well, I do know one person that died immediately after they got that shit. So you can't really be so mad at me for saying I'm not going to get it.
Well, a vaccine is...
Especially because my job didn't make me get it.
All vaccines are the same way, though. In order for that vaccine to work, the thing that they're trying to stop has to be put into your body in order for it to
work. And years before COVID ever was a thing, I stopped getting flu shots.
Right.
Because I'm
so
like, that
I.
shit made me sick as fuck.
So
I'm not going to get it. I just rather get the flu. Nigga, but, it's the same shit.
But
and
look,
I've always been scared to get flu shots and shit like that because I was scared that I was going to actually get it. And I never had the flu
I'd rather
before.
Just get the flu. And then that way I can get a week off of work. Nigga.
But look, beyond all that, back to what I was saying.
I'd rather get sick.
Beyond that. All that stuff, back to what I was saying, why would that be part of your criteria for choosing somebody?
Because people
deal
don't
with?
Understand people no more.
I don't even think it's
we don't interact thing. We don't interact with people the same way that we used to interact with people.
I think now I don't think it's so much I don't want a person that has this. I think now this is a popular thing to say, so I'm gonna go with this.
Yeah, because you gotta have a stance. Everybody gotta have a stance.
Because a lot of people that say shit don't even. And those of us that
reside in the middle, we not supposed to have a fucking platform no more. Because you can't reside in the middle no more. You even gotta be far left, far right. That's just like the political thing. Far cis, far whatever the fucking shit is.
If I'm interested in you, I don't really care what your political views are. Go ahead, man. It's important to know that and stuff, but that's not going to change my idea of you, because you're going
to
have,
you
want
to get to know somebody as a person,
right? You're going to have different
as views a whole entire individual,
but we're not going to be revolves more than likely we're not going to be 100% on everything. It just don't work like
that. But that's not how people work.
Yeah, it's not real life.
I feel like we took the people out of people. Pardon me. But, like, we really, like, we tried to take people and then we tried to just, like, crunch people into a picture.
Yeah, you try to fit them into a mold.
Phone. And it's like, that's not how people work, because people is very intricate and very complex, and people got beliefs, and there's shit that you claim that you believe in, but you don't really believe in that shit for real, for real. And this shit that you say that you don't tolerate, but you really kind of tolerate that shit for real, for real. It's people is people, because right. We the same way. I know I got beliefs that I'm like, I don't fuck with none of that until you bring me a reasonable situation, well, in which I'm like, well, I kind of fuck with that.
I don't. I seriously cannot name anybody that I know now or knew previously, whether it was with me or with whoever they with, that they had everything in common.
Because don't no fucking body do.
Nobody does. Because
everybody's going to get annoyed with
friends,
a person that agrees
relationships, it don't
completely
matter. Like,
with everything.
Perfect right. Example. This motherfucker been my friend for 30 years now.
Yeah.
Do you think that would have happened if I'd been like, your political views ain't the same as mine, or your religion totally ain't the same as mine? What the fuck? Like, get the fuck out of here. You
this nigga
this
really
up.
About to do Ramadan. Ramadan. How you say it? Ramadan?
Like, talking about the dating thing, that's probably like one of my biggest issues. People are like, why are you single? This, that, and the other. It's like, one, I'm Muslim. Like, most of the time, people find out I'm Muslim, they like cool at first, and then, you know.
Marcia, Allah ain't fuck with that bitch.
Yeah. But so slowly but surely, it comes out. Man, what gets me is
you don't ever try to like reach out to like other Muslim girls type shit.
I mean, when it comes to that, I'm kind of weird. I'm kind of in between.
You ain't never just want like four wives and say fuck
nah,
it.
I don't hard enough with one. One wife is hard enough for me, bro.
Don't do
nigga.
It.
One wife is hard enough for me, bro. But I'm.
You ain't never went to Muslims Anonymous.
Nah, I
wasn't. Muslims Anonymous.
Where they have it, baby? Is that?
I've been on like
Muslims meet.
I've been on like
where
it's not called Muslim
meet,
but you know, like I've been on interviews
there
and stuff.
Is a dating site
wait,
for Muslims?
No, hold on.
I've been on interviews.
I gotta come back because I think I missed what was just saying.
Wait,
do
y'all? Did they arrange y'all marriages?
Yeah. But I ain't never met nobody on the
show.
Do
they arrange y'all's marriages and shit?
I didn't know that.
I've been on interviews. That's what I was going to say. I've been on interviews. Like,
and they call them
you
interviews?
Sit down. Yeah. You sit, me and her sit down.
Hold on, let me stop you. All the shit that I just complained about dating sites, from what I gathered, from what he told me about the interviews, skips all that shit and gets right down to what needs to be.
Come on.
I need to hear this now.
You sit down. I tell you what I want out of marriage. You tell me what you want out of marriage, what you accept, what you won't accept.
We y'all listening to this shit?
If we're going to get married or not.
Easy peasy, normally, Muslim squeezy.
But
normally, it would
be not Muslim squeezy.
Stop.
But if I'm being honest, I've done research on like marriage and shit throughout the world.
Yeah, if you go through,
and like
through
Indian,
the world,
like the Indians that have the arranged marriages, they got like the highest success rate of marriage.
Yeah.
Where they go, no, you're gonna marry him because he has three cows.
Wait, so,
you know why it's different.
And then
though?
Them niggas be married for 90 years.
But you know why the rate of marriage is so successful in Islam and other religions? Because they marry for a different reason. See, we marry for lust and what you can do for me and stuff like that.
They married for God.
Yeah, they married for religious reasons and stuff like that.
So I got a question, because both of y'all are going to be more well-versed on this than what I'm about to ask than I am. Isn't in a lot of them countries, divorce ain't acceptable to begin with, though?
Nah, you can divorce.
Oh, I didn't.
Well, yeah, some of them, like I know some of these countries, like you get divorced and then you got to pay a certain tax. Like, oh shit, I got divorced. I got to pay my divorce tax this year.
That's another thing. That's another thing, too, where like a lot of people don't realize is like.
The Chinese don't, like, if you go to China, you can't.
Should they pay you to get married in China, don't they?
No, they pay you to get divorced.
No, they pay you to get rid of your kids.
That's a, it's, like, it's something because their population is high. I can't remember where it was, though.
But yeah. I thought it was just certain religions and stuff that you not getting divorced. You stuck.
That's like Catholics and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, Catholics is like
Catholics
that,
don't fuck with divorce.
But I feel
at
like
all.
It was another.
But in Islam, you
like
can,
an actual race that is like that.
Islam, if it's reasonable, then
you can divorce. It's like Catholics yeah. or yeah. like the.
I told you, I studied
the
that
people
shit.
That
I
go
was
to
really
your door.
About that shit.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to honor your husband on some wild shit in Jehovah's Witness type shit.
Nothing about
you. Gonna say
you asked about the four wives and stuff like that. A lot of people do that. When they do that, they're not doing it religiously, they're doing it out of lust.
Gotcha.
Just because they can. Like, if I have four wives, I got to be able to take care of each wife the same.
Yeah, you
got
to be.
You know
able
what I'm saying?
Wives.
If I buy you a dress, I got to buy her a dress.
Them niggas got.
I buy
oil.
Her house, I got to buy you a house.
So that's what I was getting like, at. Is it the same or the same but separate?
What you mean?
Like you got to be able to take care of all four of them. Yes.
Yeah.
But is it the same all together or four? How can I put that? Like,
if you're doing it religiously,
four separate households. That's how.
Religiously,
yeah, four
you
separate,
gotta do
yeah.
it in one household.
Shit.
Yeah, if I buy her house, I gotta buy her house. Like, all I gotta right, be able to. Yeah.
Nope. All right, I'm gonna ask you.
But
this
religiously,
because
like, cause in the Bible, all of the niggas that had multiple wives, they was all in the same house.
Yeah.
So like,
they all just had separate rooms.
Yeah, like you have your night.
Yeah,
with
I
your,
think that's
with
acceptable.
Wife, like. That was some real shit. Like, you read the Bible, and it's in the Bible. Like, it's very written out.
And I'm fucking
out.
Done with the yeah. one.
Correct? Like, yeah. that shit is real.
But a lot of times you hear them guys, like, you hear guys over Jewish. Size talking about they got, like, 10 wives and stuff like that. That's not, you're not supposed to do it like that.
Okay.
But them niggas
so
is also
I've been watching
kings.
IDTV.
Yeah.
So you're not willing to start a cult.
No, hell no.
Okay.
I'm willing to start a cult.
I start a cult, but it's not going to be religious at all.
No, my cult is going to be
you
really
also
ratchet.
Be, like, I got,
it's going to be the cult of Reese and them.
We're
I got a family that grow weed. I got a family that make liquor. I got a family that podcast.
And then I got the family that market all that shit.
Yeah.
It is going to
yo,
be a production family. It's going to be a production
code.
Company.
I'm
going to
join your code.
What people don't realize,
that's
too,
why we
though,
need that compact.
When those rules were or those laws came about,
it was
you
thousands
about,
of years ago.
Yeah, those thousands. You think about it. Back then, if it was permissible to marry a woman, because a woman was, you know, she was susceptible to, you know.
At
being
13,
somebody's
14.
Kid,
as
no,
soon as she got her
no,
period.
No, what I'm saying is she kidnapped or. Being somebody's concubine or something like that.
But
she,
now I'm talking
if
about
she
even
didn't have
like,
nobody to take care of
her.
Her
parents
was on her own.
But
like you know what I'm saying?
They parents back in the day was willing to go ahead and not sell them off, but oh, Mr. Jenkins
can,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, if you can take
been,
care
been
of my
eyeing
daughter.
You at the market for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
You 14, you bleeding, you his
that's
wife
another
now.
Thing too. People don't
give me
don't,
them cows.
Once you hit your puberty, you was,
yeah.
You
was, once you could produce kids, nigga, you a viable
yeah. You
wife
was considered
now.
Cause,
yeah, because I remember
because people didn't live that long back then. Yeah. So we gotta produce. At
I
this
remember
point.
Hearing
because God said, "Be fruitful and multiply."
Right.
And I think it's where I got the idea of the divorce thing that after a certain period for a woman, after a certain age, that was. There was only a short period of time between like your teenage years to like your early 20s
no
to where
and
at that point
a man is supposed to be
not,
able to trade him in because we can produce
you
till we
use
dead.
Goods even though you ain't used but you old now. And I want to say I really want to say it was an Asian country. I'm almost sure it was. And the divorce thing was, now that I'm remembering more of it, was not that it's looked down upon to get divorced. It was illegal for a woman to divorce her husband.
Yeah.
But he could
divorce
her.
But a man
her.
Could discard a woman whenever he wanted.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's not
that
like
is crazy to think about in our context from where we live now. But back then,
it wasn't no thing.
That was what was going on.
Laws. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He like, yo, she can't make kids no more. I got 12 kids. I need 50. I need to go get me another
crazy
woman
thing
to keep pushing to these 50.
The conversation that I remember hearing that in, the girl that was saying it is, I don't know what she is. She's of Asian descent. And she was saying a lot of that is still true now, to where if a woman wants to get divorced from her husband, she actually has to pay a fee to do so.
Yeah, it's a tax.
And not to get divorced, not that part. Just the fact that she wants to do it, she has to pay, basically buy her way out of
but
it.
But see, yeah. in Islam, if I
divorce
a woman. But
even in America, it's a legal binding contract.
Right.
Like, yeah. A marriage is a legally binding, it's a business contract.
Right.
For real.
Well, it's a contract with Islam too. Like, you do marriage contracts. So, like, if I got married and I divorced a lady or a woman, I would have to pay her, be able to pay for her. You got to be able to pay for her supplies and all that. Like, basically, alimony.
Pay her life.
For alimony, I forget how long it is. It's a time frame that you pay alimony.
Yeah.
Or basically, it's not alimony, but
basically.
So we understand what I'm saying. You pay alimony for say like 6 months or a year or whatever until she gets married, unless she
get on her feet.
She get married again or something like that. But it's not like alimony here. You pay him alimony for 10 years or whatever. Something.
Now
like
I used to work with a guy when I worked at fucking Food Lion. That he had 3 kids with a woman. They was married for like 20 years type shit. She wasn't working. They got divorced because the shit wasn't working out, whatever the case was. And he had to pay child support for the 3 kids because they was all under whatever age. And then he had to supply her with whatever lifestyle that she was used to living. And apparently she had a good lawyer. So that nigga was pretty much just raping his paychecks to pay for the kids and her, because her lawyer had proved that she needed such and such to live the lifestyle that he was already providing for her when they were married. And now they not married no more. He's still responsible for taking care of her.
That's the problem with that whole thing you just said right there, is the lifestyle that he was providing
for
her.
Not that he had to continue to provide that lifestyle for her even though they wasn't married no more.
I wonder why motherfuckers kill people.
I think
you wonder why IDTV is full of programming. Because that shit is crazy. But yeah, I never forget that. That nigga, he said, we was sitting in the produce department of Food Lion one day, and that motherfucker laid all that shit out on the table for me. Yeah. And I was like, wait,
that's
what?
Crazy.
And he was like, nigga, I pay X, Y, Z amount of money every time I get paid. He's like, you know how much I get paid. You my boss. He was like, nigga, you know. He's like, nigga, I don't see much of that at all. I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
that's all the way fucked up.
With the going back to the whole online dating thing, it's the unrealistic expectations of some people.
It's the social media, man. Social media got people to the point to where they expecting all this extravagant lifestyle.
Right.
They expecting you to spend all this type of money. And people ain't got money like that, man.
And people don't understand that your expectations are dependent upon you.
Right.
And what is it to make you... No, I shouldn't say that.
And another thing, too,
no,
is like...
I want to hear that. Say it.
Because sometimes I'm looking at it, I'm like, what is it to make you think if somebody had all this shit that you saying that you have to have in order for somebody to fuck with you, what make you think that they would fuck with you if they had all that to offer?
Bitch,
like
and the
that?
Only reason
and
why
and
I fuck
the problem
with you
too
because
is
because I provided this for you.
And it's not like you a virgin with no kids.
Right.
You got 3 kids and... Been married 2-3 damn times, and you want all this shit from a man? Like, what the hell? Like, you
gotta
lower your expectations.
Got a high ass body count.
You better take what you bring to the table. What are you talking about?
I want to be treated like a prince.
Like, I mean,
but you look like a witch.
Like, I think all of us, you know, well, you obviously treat your wife good. But I think all of us treat people with respect and good and stuff like that. That's not even a – that's something you don't even have to ask for, you know what I mean? You shouldn't have to ask
but
for
it's
anyway.
Also something that ain't even considered no more.
Right.
Nah, it's not.
But when you when they asking for that, though, it's not what you – what we talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They want you to be able to fund it's, them buying 50 bags.
It's extravagant and shit.
Yeah, it's
and
all
it's
about
like
the
talking
financial
about.
Part. It's
when
all...
we was together, we wasn't living extravagant. What are you talking about? Yeah. What do you mean? Nah, that's some real – but that's where, like – because I always look at the system as like, all right, the system is flawed. Every system is flawed. There's no such thing as a system that's set in place that's not flawed.
Right.
And it's like, all right, if we're going to be real honest, like the marital system in America is fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why the divorce rate is 50%. Because it's real easy to get out, but it's expensive to get out. But if you can get out, then you'll get out or whatever. If you can find a loophole, you'll get out of that
right.
shit. But also,
it's big business.
But also, it's way too easy to get into that shit in America. Like,
that's
I feel
true.
Like in other countries, like, if you want to marry somebody, nigga, that shit's a big deal.
Right.
Whereas in America, you can go to the courthouse on Monday and fucking be like,
I don't know, I guess.
And
I
then,
don't know them Islamic marriages, bro. All you think you need is two witnesses.
I ain't know that.
That's all you need is two witnesses.
But even then, that's witnesses before God.
Right.
In Roanoke City, down is witness before Linda. Yeah. You feel me? That's who working at the shit that day. That's going about to sign this paper for y'all niggas to be married. And it's like they don't take it as serious. Whereas, like religiously, we take it serious because you're a religious person. So God is the one that's watching.
Right.
It ain't these people. Fuck these people. These people ain't shit.
And that's the problem. Most people don't look at marriage as a religious thing.
Yeah.
They're just looking at it as it's more of a financial thing. It's more of a financial setup.
And it is. Because like I said, it's a business contract.
Yeah, it's more of a business contract.
This is why when fuck podcasts. I don't care if you hear it or not. But like when my mom's boyfriend start opening this restaurant, my mom's pouring all this money into it. I'm like, at this point, y'all niggas should just get married.
Right.
And she's like, what you mean? I'm like, shit, if you going to pour this money into his business, you might as well be his wife. At least you do to some of it if it go bad. or if that nigga die, nigga, at least you owed some of it. Because what? Why the fuck not?
I don't think now, and I'm going to say within the last 10, 15 years, I don't think now marriage means what it did for, say, our parents. I don't think it means the same thing.
Nigga, not 15 years, 30, 40 years.
It seems like people are not getting married no more, though, for real.
The younger generation is not getting married. They just having kids.
People are coming wealthing it.
Yeah, because why not?
Yeah.
It's not beneficial. It's not mushy. Like, tax-wise, it's not beneficial to be married.
Right. And then if you get divorced,
if you want to get some benefits, some food stamps and some bullshit, it's not beneficial to be married.
Right. And then once you get divorced, it's not
like
beneficial.
Like, if me and Sharonda weren't married, like, she could go and register for all the food stamps and shit. We could get all the free food and all the shit that we want. But the fact that we married and she got to carry my income now, nigga, we don't get nothing from nobody.
Right.
My insurance is $300 a fucking month.
I think overall,
and that's just us too. It's not even my son.
It doesn't mean the same thing to people, which trickles down to people ain't even doing it like talking about no more because of that. I think that's crazy. It don't mean the same thing. I will
and
say
it don't.
This: a positive thing I will say about online dating.
Oh shit, my bad.
Because I think I got one. It does allow you to possibly interact with more people than you would traditionally.
Because nobody goes out to clubs or anything like that. I'm 47 years old. What I look like in the damn club?
A rapist.
Right. You gotta go to a bar.
Even at the bar, nobody goes to the bar no more. Like,
and
like
they do,
that.
They
is
don't
it
talk
not? I don't.
To nobody.
We don't go out. So
yeah, I mean,
their phone.
Like in my 20s and 30s, man, like. We
you
went
could
to the
go
club.
Out.
When
and
I
find
go
a
out,
girl.
Yeah, you go
I
out
don't,
and meet people and stuff like that. But now, don't nobody go
when
out.
When I go out, I don't be worried about nobody that's around me. And it's not necessarily because I'm married, because I was like that before I got married. Like, when I go out, I'm out there to have fun.
Right, but it's those situations to meet people are not there no more. You know what I'm saying?
Because the people are not there.
Yeah.
Them people that's out there trying to get away from their situation.
So that's why online dating is kind of a, it's not a necessity, but it's a benefit.
It helps.
Yeah, it helps.
I can see that.
Like I said earlier,
it helps.
It has its benefits and has its ups and downs.
It's about to get real, ladies and gentlemen.
He pulled the profile.
If I can pull it up, which I might not be able to. I ain't gonna be able to.
Sign in your account, motherfucker, because I know you got one.
Sign in there, bro.
Hey, look, I'm being real honest with you. I cannot tell you what the password and the shit is, because I really don't know.
Now, that's one I never really had no success on.
Because that's just about fucking, ain't it?
No, not necessarily. I mean, no. I guess, but yeah.
Didn't
I guess
used to
it
be?
Is.
Yeah, I thought that
I mean, some people, yeah.
And
I thought
Grindr
you get on Tinder
was
to
the
fuck.
Gay one.
Yeah, and then Grindr is gay fuck. That's why they call it Grindr and Tinder.
I don't know nothing about that one.
I'm good.
That's crazy. The idea of thinking that you
my dad
the
says
to
he
is
has
wild.
The Facebook meet.
I had to
what is
post
that?
Bitches.
Where you can,
yeah,
like,
we had to do that.
I had to
thing
use my
Facebook.
Charm.
Yeah. Honestly,
that's a
honestly,
thing.
You know, coming from our generation, coming from our age group, that makes it easier for real.
I don't know.
I always been a nerd, so I had a tactic, which is that I just, every day, I used to try to learn one random fact that I didn't know before. So whenever I needed to approach a girl, I thought she was pretty, I just hit the bitch with the fact that I learned today, because I guarantee you she got a follow-up question. If I be like, yo, did you know that dinosaurs not really 100 million years old? They only like 65 million years old? She be like, dinosaurs? Nah, this is in person. I'm standing beside you when I say this. First of all, this don't work on the internet.
I can still block you in person. Like.
Or whatever the random fact may be. But I hit a bitch with a random fact. If you follow up that question, I got you. It's a wrap from here on out. But you don't, people don't have to, you don't have to have them skills no more.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be good at this shit no more. You
yeah,
can just
you
be
gotta
fucking.
You ain't got to have no game no more.
Yeah, you
sure.
ain't got to, you ain't got to be charming. I'm charming. There's a difference. That's why
you
I
used to be.
I used to be charming. Apparently I'm just corny now because I'm Murray. But when I was not
Murray,
I was charming. That shit just turned corny real fast when she hear the same shit all the time. That's what it is. Them lines only work once. You can't do it a thousand times.
And then that shit
times.
Get boring. Like, all right, we get it.
Until I hit her with a fact that she interested in. She like, for real? I'm like, hell yeah. Look at this. I'm about to pull it up on Google.
This just goes to show how much I don't get on Facebook on my actual computer. Because I don't know what shit at.
Ew, Facebook is still on computers?
I guess, apparently.
That's how we market Cool Breeze Media.
I'm lying like shit. I market on
Facebook. I just seen something you posted not too long ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I go on my phone and
not
shit all the time. I just don't never go on it.
Speaking
like,
of
on
which,
laptop or
people,
I don't know what
listen, if you're a rapper or you're a small business, you want a rebranding, or you're a rapper, you want a video that's not you standing in front of your friends, you should call.
You might want to speak
don't
up.
Don't do the weird voice.
Don't whisper it.
Yeah,
you should
you might
call
want
us.
Speak up. Yeah.
For real, if I'm being honest.
Say it with your chest.
Yeah. We're not doing this bullshit. Okay.
God damn. He said, okay. He's like, God damn, you hit me too hard.
That was just chains and oxygen. I know that's all the mic picked up. But yeah, for real, I don't want to do no more of these little bullshit rap videos with you standing in front of your ugly ass friends. We're not doing that. You want to be creative? Call me. In real life, call me. You want to express
what's
some
the link,
creativity?
Bro? What's the
www.coolbreezemedia.net or just look us up, Cool Breeze Media. That's Cool Breeze the way
what's
you post
the
fucking spell
media?
It because some of us got fucking.
What's the social
sense.
Medias, man?
Cool Breeze Media. Type it the way that I said it. C O O L B R E E Z.
You got
a
Instagram?
M E D E I A. Same shit. Cool Breeze Media.
Instagram? On all platforms.
On all platforms.
Okay, my bad. That's what I was getting at.
Holla at us. It's the same shit.
I just want you to get it all out there, bro.
We're not doing this little bullshit that these niggas is doing out here.
I was gonna pull up some examples, but I don't know how.
Wait till we open this studio.
What you got to promote?
Okay, let me see.
Oh my God,
guys. All right, so I have It's a Wrap. Obviously, any gift wrapping service for any occasion. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is bring the gifts. Tell me who they go to. I got the paper, the everything. Bows, ribbons, everything. I make that shit look cute. I hook you up for a small fee. Literally a small fee. Like, I don't charge that much. And I also sell wine through One Hope. One Hope is a winery in Napa Valley.
Ooh.
10% of your order goes to any establishment that is a nonprofit. 10% of it goes to whichever one you want to choose. It's a whole list of them that we already partner with and everything.
Breast cancer, education, motherfucking feet
animals,
cancer. Animals.
People.
Why you treat anything. Me like animal?
Oh, shit. Okay.
What's a good winter wine right now? I like them strong, dog.
Winter's about to be over, but the one that I would definitely say goes with any and everything is not too bitter and it's not too sweet. Is a Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
And it goes through. It goes with seafood. It goes with beef. It goes with chicken, pork, everything.
That's a solid. That's a solid Pinot Noir. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's a solid Pinot Noir.
Was it like 12% alcohol?
Everything.
It's like 12.6, some shit like that. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's good. It's good though.
It goes with everything.
It's not too
Pinot
dry.
Pinot Noir is a clear one, ain't it?
That's a red.
It's a red.
Okay.
It's a deep red though.
What's the Sauvignon or whatever is it?
Sauvignon.
Yeah.
Sauvignon. That's like the one that Reese got over there.
Okay.
That one that goes good with red meat.
Yeah, that's
it goes better with pork, but it goes good with red meat too.
That's my joint with a gummy, bro.
Oh my god,
I'm serious.
Anyway,
that's a nice little joint right there.
One Hope Wine, and it's a wrap. I will wrap your gifts. You don't have to go to the store and buy a bag and throw all of your gifts in there. Come to me. I will make that shit look cute, especially for Valentine's Day. I will make your Valentine feel special.
We ain't got a couple days for that, so you better jump on it.
Got anything you want to promote, bro? What's up?
Shit, I ain't promoting nothing, bro.
He's selling pork.
Good health.
That nigga said he's selling light-skinned dude.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I believe that's called a kangaroo.
He got a pouch on it.
Light-skinned dude.
That's fucked up, bro. That shit ain't funny.
What's fucked up is a light-skinned lion, bro. Don't get me started.
That's a mountain lion. It climb your ass, bro.
Y'all wild.
You ever seen a video saying this how a light-skinned lion roar? And motherfucker strolling like, ooh.
There's a white lion on top of that.
I did see that on Facebook.
It's dog, bro.
Hey, yo, the lion in auto-tune is crazy.
That's dog, bro. Y'all ain't have to do me like that.
Yeah, y'all crazy as fuck. How long we been recording?
Oh, by the way, my name on Facebook is Shapakante Alexander. So if you have any questions if you have any questions about It's a Wrap or One Hope Wine, you could either join for you to sell it or buy.
Why all the lions look like Jay?
Yo,
that's Jay Ross. Like, if you've never seen a picture of Jay, that's fucking Jay Ross.
Don't do my brother.
Fuck out of here. Don't tell your brother don't do a lion.
That's just funny.
King of the jungle, nigga. That's me.
That nigga Jay Ross look like he on a
phone. That's you.
Round, nigga.
Not running around. Round. Like some caramel macchiato.
That second one, that's you.
That's
because you be walking around with your eyes squinted like you trying to look at some shit.
You don't be walking high. Around doing the light skin look, do you, bro?
He do. He be like.
Hey, look.
You squint your eyes when you take pictures, bro.
No, because
he said no.
No, he don't do it when he take pictures. He do it when he walk in the room.
Y'all listen to this. I want y'all listen to this. Hopefully it's the right one.
Hey, the one, bro.
Click right there. No, go back.
You should have went to YouTube or.
I did. It was me putting that back.
Not YouTube, but Instagram. That ain't it. Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh.
King of the Jungle, bro.
King of the Jungle and King of the Stage.
I bet you won't run in front of him and say that.
That's what I want. I ain't stupid.
You gonna run in front of that nigga and start dancing like Genuine.
I laughed for like 3 days when I first seen this. I couldn't wait to send this shit to
him. Man, you know how many times. Because
that's how Jay wake up.
You know how many times that's been sent to me, man?
I believe it.
Because you look like Scar in real life.
Stop playing. That Scar. Why I got to be the better dude?
Bring up a picture of Scar.
Yeah, but pull up Scar. He looks just like Mark.
I'm too pretty for this shit, bro.
Damn, he said, look, you know he light skin. He said, I'm too pretty for this shit, bro.
Actually, I shouldn't have did it like it.
Just type in Lion King after that. Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. Oh, shit. Go to images.
Oh, there you go.
No, bro.
No, nigga.
I'm too majestic for that shit, bro.
Nigga, that's why you Scar.
Oh my god.
You're like, you about to hate on a lion.
Does this nigga got green eyes?
What the color is your eyes?
Either yellow or
your eyes low as fuck. I can't tell if they green or not. That gummy done kicked in.
Nah. That shit was weak.
His eyes always like that.
He said your gummies is weak, nigga.
I'm about to bring you some real ones, bro.
God damn.
God, what's your ass up?
No, I'm good.
Huh, hit this. I bet your eyes will work the same way.
Where the fuck did you get this from?
I carry that motherfucker around everywhere I go. Look at how much liquid is in this bitch. I don't smoke this shit ever, but I got it just in case. Because if I start having a panic attack at work, that shit stops it immediately.
Oh, no.
So, Mark, you ain't got nothing to promote. I guess I'll promote.
Let's go.
I ain't got nothing to promote, man.
So,
I ain't selling nothing.
You sure?
I ain't selling nothing.
AFA.
Might start selling them bean pies, though.
Wait.
What'd she say?
I need the clip of that immediately so I can add it to your intro. I'm going to send it to you.
What'd she say?
AFAIC.
Oh.
Anyway. As y'all know, hit me up if you want t-shirts or hoodies or glasses or whatever. AFALCpod@gmail.com.
Buy the motherfucking apparel.
Or if you got questions or you want to be on the podcast.
Bitch ass
nigga. Suggestions or whatever. And some of y'all, let me just say this.
Say
why
it.
Are you looking at me?
I put out.
Motherfucker.
An open invite on Facebook.
Bitch.
And Instagram, actually.
Bitches.
And that invite was targeted to some of y'all that seem to be super opinionated about everything based on the shit you be posting.
Ho.
Guess who the ones I ain't never heard nothing from?
Bitch.
Spit in the mud.
I'm hype man. I'm a spiff star.
So, just like on Facebook, I'm going to say it on here.
Motherfucker.
If you got something you want to talk about, if you got an opinion about something,
yeah.
Or if you just want to come and have fun, just let me know. I'll put you on. I'm not sure what the fuck that was. I don't know how they did it in unison. I don't know if it was some pre-planned shit when they was in the car. I don't know what that was. But yeah, if you got like, if you
both
got
gonna
something
be snorting too. What the hell is
if
all
you
want to
talk about conspiracy theories or your love life or dating or
that dick,
whatever the fuck. My like complexion. I really don't care. And like I keep saying, his complexion, that's a long subject. Talk about that shit forever.
But we keep shirt,
and look, even if baby. We talk about his complexion, we keep it light. You know what I'm saying? We try to do what's nice for everybody else.
Or if you got a problem with females.
First of all, we call them women, motherfucker. We politically correct.
Okay.
Also, look out, right Mad Aggressive Podcast coming back.
Ruben did.
We Mad Aggressive over here.
We is Mad Aggressive. So if you want to hear more of this bullshit that we've been talking about,
that
check
is
us
mad
out.
Aggressive over
Mad
here.
Aggressive Podcast. Coming soon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're gonna do one of your podcasts,
nigga.
Again,
when
man.
We start doing them,
then yeah, we do one. We did one.
We did one. Now we supposed to start back next week. For real.
You ain't did one since then?
We ain't did one in 2 years.
Damn. Oh,
you was talking shit about me for a month or two, motherfucker.
Nigga, we ain't did one in 2 years. But we about to revamp the last episode of
You was on there, but I don't think we
never released none of that shit. That shit is just in my computer.
You just got that shit.
And it's funny as fuck. I listen to it like every 6 months because it's funny.
We wasn't good enough to make the cut, bruh.
Nigga, knowing none of that shit. No, it's because of the video. I was testing out the video and that shit was trash.
Well, you could do the voice part, right?
I do have the audio.
This is exactly why I won't do video, because it's going to be trash.
But the way I set it up, I recorded the video and the audio in the same shit.
The video seemed like you would have to
Of course,
there's
nothing
to
put it in my fucking Premiere Pro and just take the audio out. But I'm a piece of shit. I'm not going to do that.
How do you do? You do damn videos and shit, dog. Come on now.
I do videos and shit. That's my
shit. Hold on. Your trash and our trash might not be the same, bro. You need to release that shit.
Your trash don't match his trash.
I talk to my therapist about that all the time.
No, I'm serious, though.
Regular people are trash and my people are trash and not the same shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, people will put out some shit and I'll be like, that's trash. And then I'm like, that was kind of nice. And then like, that shit was not nice.
Nah, I understand that, though, because I feel like some of the shit I do is trash and other people like it, so.
It's okay, because the shit we got coming is fire. So I got worried about it being trash.
Why are you doing that creepy voice?
Because I like to do the creepy voice. I'm Jason Statham.
I just don't.
I'm the transporter.
I ain't got my you sound like he about to take somebody's cookies. To do as far as I'm concerned, the video version.
We're gonna get there.
I feel like my eyes pink right now. I don't want nobody to see that shit.
There is.
Is it?
Yeah. Them gummies hit only the corners of your eyes.
They was Haribo.
Well, it's good that you finally got back on the mic and everything, man.
They itch.
Yeah, man. But it's good that you finally got back.
Both of y'all niggas'
eyes
is low as fuck. Y'all look like
my eyes always like this, though.
That's true. Your eyes are
low. Nigga, all the time.
People, even before.
It's because we can't see. Fuck, don't tell them niggas don't talk about us like that because we got astigmatisms.
I do.
What's wrong with your eyes? You got astigmatism, too?
You see that shit?
Oh, nigga, you blind. That's different.
You see how thick that joint is?
Is that a Coke bottle? What is that?
But,
nigga, you can deflect, bullets with that motherfucker. Like that.
This nigga got two mason jars over his eyes.
Nah, the left side.
They got moonshine in them. We go like this.
Nah, man. The left side is perfect there. The right side is a little struggling.
See, my left eye is the shitty eye. This eye sucks. This eye is actually aight for real.
Yeah, we
this eye is so trash. I was like, I'm going to help you out, bro.
Oh, yeah.
So we up in some trouble. I stand on your left side, bro.
That shit is thicker than this.
That reminds me. I started today.
I did start
shipping orders out and not just, because I was strict about, you better come and get this shit. But I did ship one out today. So I am going to offer that service for a small fee, as somebody said. I will start shipping stuff.
That was
stuff
me.
To
I said it.
But you gonna pay for that shit?
I need to come up
it's
with something
called
with that.
It's shipping.
And
I need
wanting,
a coin
I've
that I'm too
wanting.
Pretty for this shit. That should be mine, bro. I need a shirt or something for that. I'm too pretty for
I've
that shit.
I've been wanting to expand. It's a wrap because with me selling One Hope, we do like gifts and stuff like that. So I've been doing. I sent a gift to myself, and I wrapped it, and then I sent it to who it was supposed to go to within It's a Wrap.
American.
I would like to start having a service where I could,
thank you, though.
Have the stuff delivered to me, I wrap it, and then send all of it to them.
Right.
I just need ideas and ways to figure out how to expand that business because Roanoke ain't doing it.
So if any of y'all got some suggestions, we open to advice by all means.
See, for like me, for like since I decided to start shipping shit out, like I know it's time consuming and expensive to do it.
But it's worth it.
On an individual basis. Like I did today.
Listeners in the outside
I packed
area.
The shit up, took it to the post office, sent it like that. But I know it's cheaper ways to do it, but I'm not going to do that until it
ShipStation, call Reese so he could get a discount.
See, I ain't want to give ShipStation no plug because they ain't paying me. But I do know that's one of the cheaper ways.
We'll beg for the plug. Ship Station. Call my nigga.
So. But anyway, I am going to start doing that. There will be a fee for shipping. The fee is going to be based on where you at and where I got to send it to. So that's another thing to keep in mind. Anyway.
Yeah, look out for Mad Aggressive Podcast coming to your feed soon. We promise you for the next two to three weeks, depending on how light-skinned Jay Ross is going to be, because, you know, that's a factor.
Or how light-skinned BK going to be.
Jesus. I expect the invite.
You need to sign it.
Sign what?
The shirt.
The shirt? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, I know y'all can't see what I'm talking about, but on my wall, I have the very first shirt that I ever made for this podcast. Mm-hmm. Oh, so now it's on the wall, so everybody that comes on this podcast.
I do it all the time at work.
Everybody, don't y'all repeat that shit. Everybody that comes on this podcast is required to sign this because it's important to me.
Hey, I be calling them Darnell at work, and I be seeing people. They want to call him Darnell, but everybody's scared to death to call him Darnell.
Hell yeah,
as they should be.
I threaten the fuck out of him.
Because if you're not family, you don't call him that. His name is Reese. Even family can't call him that.
Like people calling me Ruben is weird because don't nobody in my family call me Ruben. My name is Junior. That's my name.
I'm not calling you Junior. That feel weird.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Come here, Junior.
Junior.
So, like, I feel like I'm trying to be an asshole when I say Reese.
Come here, Junior.
But what I want to bring you, Ruben. I want to bring you some. Can I bring you some rappers?
Yeah. All
right.
I keep saying this, and what I was saying about the thing that I posted on Facebook, which was an open invite. I was telling somebody that I feel like maybe I need to make it a little bit more specific about what I want. So I'm going to put another one out, but it's going to get, like, I know people are interested in things that maybe they don't necessarily let other people know they're interested in. So like if you're interested in conspiracy theories, I'll talk conspiracy theories with you.
But who's the dude that you had that was a gamer, but then was also, I think he was a rapper maybe? I don't know. Yeah. But I know he was a gamer.
A shame.
But, like, that shit was interesting as fuck. I don't know much about gaming.
I don't either.
But,
which,
like,
is why. Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Alcohol abuse. I need a flag, don't I? I need a flag.
Also, it missed all of me. But, yeah. Like, that shit was interesting as fuck. To listen to him talking about the gaming world and streaming and shit. It's some shit I never knew about or heard about or whatever.
Yeah, and that's what I want. Like, obviously, I want people that talk about things that I'm interested in, but especially if it's something that I'm not up on, something I can learn from. So, like I said, conspiracy theories, if you like ghosts or true crime or love life is your thing, whatever. Like, if you got an opinion on it, that's the people I want to talk to. If you're interested to talk to, that's who I want to talk to. Or if you just want to come on and shoot the shit, I want to talk to you. Like, it's that simple. But anyway,
I made a mess.
It's time to let these people go.
As far as I'm concerned, this shit just getting started, bitch.
So for me, I'ma holler at y'all.
Good night, world. Have a good one. Be easy.
Bye, guys.
Signing
Bye.
Out.
Bye.
The light skin wonder.
Yeah, bitch.
Big Mark.
Medium Mark out this motherfucker.
You hear a little voice like, yeah, bitch.
Big sexy.
Yo, anyway, we out. I'll holler at you. Peace.
As far as I'm concerned, this shit is over.